Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
What's up, everybody? I'm Gammy, and this is Positively Gam. Last season, I did an episode on eating rights and food inequities. This time, I want to further the conversation and discuss what is being done to address this problem in underrepresented neighborhoods. I'm excited to have food justice veteran Bryce Flewellen join me on today's episode, so let's get into it. Bryce Flewellen is a community change maker and has fought for food justice and social equity for more than 20 years, developing and implementing strategic programs at Starbucks, Magic Johnson Enterprises, and the American Heart Association to drive systemic change to benefit underserved populations and communities. In 2020, he joined Every Table to lead its pioneering social equity franchise program. Welcome, Bryce, to Positively Gam.
Hey, good to see you. Glad to be here.
Thank you. Glad that you joined us today. I'm so excited to have you because I actually heard about Every Table first on Spectrum One News. And that's what brought you, brought this to my attention. But before we really get into it, let's just start by telling everyone, what is Every Table?
Yeah, that's great, Gam. I mean, Every Table was a Los Angeles-based, mission-driven food company whose mission is to transform the food system and make nutritious food accessible and available to everyone everywhere.
Wow. So what kind of food are they selling? It's a company, but is it a restaurant?
Yeah, that's great. I mean, we serve chef-prepared food every day, and so it's grab and go. So okay. We have an interesting model. So all of our food is made in a commissary, fresh every day. We have a 30,000-foot commissary in the city of Vernon, which is right behind downtown L.A. All the food is cooked, prepared, packaged, and distributed into. So we have several different channels where people can interact and consume our food. We have restaurant stores. Year to date, we have 23 in Los Angeles right now. We hope to have 60 by the end of the year.
Wow.
And then we also have a subscription service. So, Gammy, that really took off during COVID. Go back to 2019. I know a lot of people like to forget, but in 2019, right before the pandemic hit, we had started a subscription. We had about 200 customers. And now year to date, we have about 5,000 to 6,000. We also have a food service division. So we have a number of contracts with the Department of Aging, where we're servicing and serving seniors. We have Santa Monica College, where we get food to food insecure teenagers and college students. And then We also have smart vending machines that are in businesses as well. So we have our, we're trying to beat the customer wherever they are, Gam.
This is fantastic. This is fantastic. How did you even find out about Every Table?
Yeah, this is serendipitous, and you'll appreciate this. It speaks to the power of relationships, right? And that we don't do anything without the support of others. I actually met Sam Polk, our CEO and founder, when I was working at American Heart Association, and previous to Every Table, he had a nonprofit called Feast, providing nutrition education in the underserved areas in South LA. The school and program that I ran through American Heart Association, I'm a chef by trade.
Yeah.
So I was teaching young kids how to eat healthy, how to prepare it in a healthy manner. And he had started Feast at the same high school, Manual Arts. So one of the community resource members within the school sent me a white paper and said, hey, what do you think about this program? They want to use one of our bungalows. I said, hey, you know it's needed. Tell them if you ever need somebody, I'll come and do a demo, whatever it is, and talk nutrition. And he brought me in and we built a relationship there, Gammy. And so then you fast forward 2015. He started Every Table. So Feast was the impetus of Every Table because a lot of the participants would say, hey, we would love to eat healthier, Sam, but everything in our community is fast food.
Right.
Stuff that you can get from the liquor store. Plus, the fast food hits our price point. It's convenient. If you can make something that can compete with that is healthier, then we would consume it. And so he created Every Table and I said, hey, congratulations. So then you fast forward again to 2020, he gave me a call and said, I have this social equity franchise program that I've had a vision for and kind of started raising money in 2018. Now is the time to codify it, scale it. I think you'd be the right person. And it was right in alignment with my values, Gammy. And it was really an opportunity. As you know, there's so many problems in this world, but what we need is solutions, right?
Exactly.
This is a piece of that solution to provide healthier food or more nutritious food in areas across the country and at a price point. Like our meals are between $5 to $9. Like you're not going to get that anywhere.
Yeah, this is fantastic. This is just fantastic. I wanted to share a statistic that I found to be pretty profound and not surprising. According to the 2020 annual business survey, only about 18% of U.S. businesses were minority owned in 2019. Why do you think that's so low? I mean, my assessment of it would be lack of funding. You know, as African Americans particularly, we're not able to secure loans.
Yeah.
Can you speak to that?
And I think you hit the nail on the head. I mean, there's a couple of reasons, but that's one of the main is that access to capital, traditional capital, bank capital.
Right.
But also, and this is part of, you know, why I'm so proud to be, you know, leading this social equity franchise program, is that also, you know, generational wealth. Like a lot of minorities, particularly Black people, we don't come from generational wealth. We can lean on a family member.
I think I heard Jeff Bezos say,
I think it was him who said, hey, my parents gave me $300,000 to $400,000 to start Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is a lot of money that
that's
I know.
That's a lot of money. And we don't have it.
I don't have access to that, right?
No.
And we could be here forever talking about the reasons why, right? Systemic issues and racism.
Right.
But I think that is a big piece. And then the last I've seen also that's a part of this is like not having access or mentors or people that, you know, that are in your circle. I actually was an entrepreneur. I had my own catering business for 8 years and I had to borrow money, small amount of money from my father. Mm-hmm. And then I had to use credit cards. But as I look back on that experience, you know, I was undercapitalized. I didn't have the working capital that would help get me through those times, you know, where you're in the red, right? You just don't have the money coming in. So those are a couple of three of the issues. But I think that what you identified is a big thing is like, we don't have that access to traditional bank capital. A lot of banks don't want to take risk because we may not have collateral. We may not have the home ownership numbers and things of that nature.
Right. But I think you talked about mentorship, and I think mentorship is very important, too. We don't have the resources, but we also don't have people to set an example for us, people that we can go to for advice and that we see in our own families a lot of times. So that's important, too. Now, you're working on something to directly combat this issue. You were brought on as the new executive director at Every Table Social Equity Franchise Program to build out a team to support their new innovative social equity franchise program. Can you explain that? I think you call it the Every Table University.
Yeah, I'll explain it to you, try to make it plain and simple as I can. Every Table University is just the training program for the social equity franchise program. And so if you look at traditionally, GAMI, franchising, a lot of industries has been an industry of privilege where you had to have access to capital to get in the game.
Right.
On the low end, you need to have at least $50,000 in a lot of cases. On the high end, if you think about a McDonald's, mm-hmm. a single franchise McDonald's, you have to have about $1 to $2 million of your own money and a net worth about $500,000 as well.
To start a franchise with McDonald's?
McDonald's. And obviously that's on the high end. They're one of the most successful franchise companies in history, right? But that's just one unit. I mean, even $50,000 on the low end, that's a lot of money for people, as we talked about earlier, not having.
Absolutely.
Right? So we understood that the intersection between food inequity, and I listened to your last podcast where you talked about food injustice and food inequity, mm-hmm. food apartheid. But, you know, we understand the intersection between that and economic inequity as well, right? And so at the heart of what we're trying to do is transform the food system. So we have a vision to also transform the franchise system and put ownership opportunities in the hands of people of color who haven't traditionally been able to get in the game.
Right.
So that is the simple vision of it. Now, here's the beauty of this program. You do not have to have any money up front.
Say it again.
No money up front. There's no strings behind this, nothing hidden behind this. I'll explain it to you. So we are looking for individuals who have not, like I said, had an opportunity, have not been able to get in the game, do not have to have 5 to 10 years business experience, but maybe they have 1 to 2. They've been a supervisor. They've been an assistant manager. Mm-hmm. They've always had dreams of owning their own business, but thought it was out of reach. You have a hospitality mindset that you really care about taking care of guests. And we can teach the other things, because one of the things about our brand, GAMI, is that, like I said earlier, all the food is pre-made and made before it comes in the store. So you don't have to run a kitchen. You're basically have an opportunity to really greet guests and learn the business and learn how to grow the business. And so if you go through a 5-stage interview process, and if you get accepted into the program, you'll be trained for 8 to 12 months. You'll become a manager. And then at the end of that training, you will have the opportunity to own a franchise. If once you own it, you sign on to a franchise agreement and you pay us back over 5 years of the build out cost, like Every Table, which is between $275,000 to $300,000. But you do not start paying that back until the business is profitable and is patient. You know, the payments are nonlinear, meaning like the first year you receive positive cash flow, the payments are really low. And then once you pay it off, you own the business outright. There is no collateral required either, Gabby.
This is so crazy. This is almost too good to be true.
Now, I get that.
Yeah. Like, so what determines what profitable is?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we look at having at least 8 months of positive EBITDA, which stands for earnings before interest, tax, and appreciation. So once you get your franchise and you start to receive a positive cash flow of at least, you know, 6 to 8 months in a row, then you start paying back those payments on the loan that we give. And it's patient capital. So I'll explain to you how we were able to do this, Gabby, which is really transformative.
Yeah, because it seems like companies like McDonald's and some of these other franchises have plenty of money. Yeah. And it just seems like there's no reason why other companies shouldn't be doing this. So continue and explain to us.
But you have to have the vision and you have to have the courageous leadership to want to do it, right?
Yes.
Because you're investing in people who have been divested from for years and almost centuries. So Sam was able, through his experience at Feast and the nonprofit that he had, he researched what's called a PRI, which stands for program-related investments. Foundations have assets of about $1 trillion, right? All the foundations in this country, they usually give out grants. You know, grants are not, you know, write-off, but mm-hmm. they can do investments, means they can actually invest in your company, public benefit corporation or social enterprise like we are from a tax code perspective. And we have a mission, which is to transform the food system. And then with the social equity franchise program to provide more opportunities for people of color who haven't had that. So we started going to foundations back in 2018 and received a small investment from Kellogg Foundation for about $1.5 million. And through that experience, just continued to do that. And to the year to date, we've been able to raise almost $7 million in a mix of program related investments and then grants. The thing about program-related investments, Gammy, is that typically the interest rate the foundations charge is anywhere from 0% at all, nothing, or 2%. Uh-huh. So it's patient capital, and it's capital they want to get out into the free market in the hopes that they'll invest that, they'll get their investment back, and then they'll keep investing that money, right? And it's an alignment with whatever that foundation's values are. So with Kellogg, they have a real, you know, big push around equity, particularly around food equity. One of our other investors, Annenberg, really into providing economic opportunities for people of color who have been disadvantaged. So that's how we're able to, you know, create this opportunity for this program. And we just see it as it's going to be central to who we are as a company.
Yeah.
And a large amount. And so you'll look up 4 or 5 years from now, Gammy, and the vision. And my job is 4 or 5 years now, we'll have 60 or plus, you know, owners who will be Black and brown people.
That's amazing. So how many people have gone through the program so far?
Yeah, we currently have 6 that are in the program. They are anticipated to become franchise owners this summer, late July, early August. So they would be setting, this is be history in the making. They would be the first 6. And wow. Then we have another 4 anticipated for 2023. And then, you know, we're raising a significant amount of money. I can't get full details.
Right.
But we're in the process of raising another significant amount of money that would help us have about 60 to 70 social equity franchise owners in the next 4 or 5 years.
Wow. But this is just right here in Los Angeles, right?
Yeah, right now it's in LA, but we have plans. As a company, we're actually going to New York this summer in about a month or so. So our plans and our vision is that once we get New York up and running, to try to take this program to New York 2023 or probably early 2024. And so then we would have social equity franchise program in New York. But right now, to your main question, is in Los Angeles.
Any plans to go to Baltimore?
Hey, you put it out there. You put it out there.
I mean, we are desperate. We are desperate in Baltimore. In Baltimore.
I mean, we have plans. You know, we're going to go to New York, and then we have plans to go, you know, East Coast.
Baltimore. Yeah, East Coast, Baltimore. Think about it.
I love East Baltimore.
Coast, yeah.
I went to school in D.C., so I have love for, you know, DMV.
Yeah, Baltimore needs help. Baltimore needs help because this feels like something that other businesses and other companies could be part of.
I mean, our hope is that we do have people who copycat what we're doing. There are some folks out in the marketplace that are doing some things similar. You know, I'm a part of, you know, I read the Trade National Restaurant Magazine, and there are a few smaller brands or brands of our size that are doing. There's also, I know Taco Bell has created something similar for their franchising as well. But I think to your point, We hope people see this and they're inspired and they want to do it and implement it in their industry, not only in food, but across the board.
Yeah.
Because I know you and I understand that, hey, you talked about earlier the ownership piece of minorities owning businesses and the number of what it was. So we know that there's a huge opportunity and a huge gap. And I just think that, like I said, it takes courageous leadership. It takes leadership that's committed after the moment. I'll say that again, committed after the moment, because as you know, during the pandemic and after the uprisings, there were a lot of people who said that they wanted to do certain things and they made commitments. But I say, hey, after the commitment, you still have to do the
work. Where is everybody?
You got to do the work.
Exactly.
You got to do the work. So we're committed to, and we're putting in a lot of work and a lot of sweat equity to make sure that we follow through on our promise and we create economic mobility and wealth for those people that are being the program.
Now, there was one young lady that I saw that was in the news clip that I saw, D. How is she doing? Where does she stand with the program right now? Because she was close. She was close to graduating and becoming an owner. Is that correct?
D is in that 6.
Okay.
So let me tell you about D. I mean, D had, she embodies what we talk about and what we want here at every table. And she has actually had a tremendous impact, not only on me, but in the store that she opened up and that she's opening and running now. And she's been there since its inception in Compton. She is the Every Table store in Compton. So I would say that what Dee has done, Dee has created a community. She has grown that store. If you go to that store and you meet people, they will talk about who Dee is. They'll ask for Dee. So she is what we want and what we look for And I can't wait until she becomes an owner. She opened a store in Compton about 4 years ago as a company-owned store. But we had just talked about it as a team. Like, Dee is that store. I mean, when you walk into that store, she greets you with a smile. She, you know, makes sure that you're taken care of. Make sure you walk out, that you're going to walk out and tell somebody else you need to go to every table, not just for the food, but just for the whole experience, that hospitality and treating people like they're in your own home. And so, like I said, a lot of people in the community, when they think of the Compton store and every table, they think of Dee. And so I'm really proud of, you know, how she's grown in the program throughout training. But like I said, she's had a tremendous impact on me and every table since she's been here. And so my job and the job of other folks within the company is to make sure that she becomes a franchise owner and that she's successful in that. And we're really able to help her see her vision. I mean, she has a vision of, you know, creating a legacy for her family.
Oh, man, this just, I mean, I have the biggest smile on my face. This just makes my heart feel good. I think I'm going to have to go visit Dee in Compton.
Please do. Please
do. I think I'm going to have to go stop by every table in Compton.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Can you describe some of the meals that are offered?
Wow. So, Gammy, we have hot bowls. I just want to tell you about one, and then I'll get into the whole menu. So we have a chicken Creole gravy bowl that was actually created in partnership with one of my favorite restaurants in L.A., Post and Beam, Baldwin Hills area, right next to Debbie Allen's dance studio.
Oh, okay.
So we created that meal last Black History, that's February, with Chef Ron Cleveland over there. And I don't know if you've ever been there, but I mean, this meal is, you know, roasted chicken with a Creole gravy, collard greens, brown rice, red beans. This is an $8 meal. If you went to the Post and Beam or to another restaurant, this is like $25 meal or so. Uh-huh. So you can get it from us from $8, $6 to $8. So we have hot bowls. We also have salads. We have this Greek this goddess salad, this chicken goddess salad. That's one of my favorites. We also have breakfast items. And then we also carry juice. We started our juice line last April, so we have our own fresh juice. We have a beet juice that's delicious. I know when I was growing
up. Oh, I love beets.
You love beets?
Yeah, I love beets.
I know when I was growing up, I could not stand beets.
I know. Most people don't like beets, but I love beets.
So this beet juice is amazing. And then we have desserts, some healthy desserts, vegan cookies, some healthy snacks, you know, chips and snacks. So we have a variety of meals there for everybody.
Well, this is just amazing. And I'm telling you, you can tell Dee that I'm going to come and visit her in her store. Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm just so excited about the program. And I was going to tell you that, you know, I think that you should be doing your own line of food products.
I still got time.
You still have time. But I think what you're doing now, right now, is so impactful to the community that, like, you were made for this.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, and this work is so important. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Now, I want you to do one last thing, though. I want you to go over once again, what are the things that you are looking for people that could qualify for this kind of program?
Yeah. We're looking for somebody who has at least 1 to 2 years of retail, restaurant, hospitality, operations experience. Someone that could do, you know, can commit to 8 to 12 months of training. This is paid. So the training program is that you're hired in as a store manager. You go through store management training, which is about a month. Then you're placed in the store. You're managing that store. And then we fold in leadership coursework. So we have coursework from financial management all the way to communications, entrepreneurial mindset. We're also looking for someone who, like I said, really cares about customers and people. And the other stuff we can train, right? We'll train you on that. So, and another thing is someone who wants to be a hands-on owner, because we are a model that we don't have kitchens. We can run a store with between 1 to 3 people. So, which means that you will be ringing up people, you'll be greeting guests.
Yeah.
So it's not like a McDonald's where, you know, that person would usually hire 2 managers or so, mm-hmm. and you never see mm-hmm. an owner working in. This owner would, you know, as an owner, you'll be working in the store. And our hopes is also, Gammy, is that this will create a pathway for multiple franchise units. So people who are successful in managing one. I think the people like Dee and other people that are in the program who have been with Every Table for a few years, I think once they become owners, I think they could have 2, 3, 4.
2 or 3 stores.
Yeah. So That's the main thing we're looking for. And that entrepreneurial spirit, like that spirit that says, hey, this is mine. I know this mm-hmm. is a franchise and I'm working with Every Table, but I want to take ownership. I have ideas that I want to bring to the table. I want to also be a part of this company growing, and I'm an integral part of that. So
good stuff, Bryce. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Now it's time for the segment, Wouldn't You Like to Know? Before you go, Bryce, I have a couple of questions I'd like you to answer. What book are you currently reading?
I'm currently reading the book called The City of Segregation 100 years for the fight for public housing in Los Angeles.
Wow.
And so it's really important and insightful to, as we talk about systemic issues, whether it's food inequity, economic inequity, housing. I mean, the housing piece is a big part of a lot of the struggles that folks of color, Black folks especially, face today. So a lot of people don't think of Los Angeles being segregated, but this book tells you everything about it.
What is one thing you want to get off your chest?
I want to encourage people to have more intellectual humility. So what that means, Gammy, is that I want to see more of people saying, hey, I'm open to listening to other people's ideas and opinions. Yeah. I'm also open to the fact that I don't know everything. Mm-hmm. And there's so much to know in this world. And so I'm constantly trying to learn, listening to different perspectives. And I think if people understood that, hey, no matter how much you know, this is a big world with a lot of information, there's more that you don't know. And so being really humble about that and moving forward in that spirit.
I like that. Thank you. What's a motto that you live by?
It takes a village. It's about the collective.
Yes.
So if you think about all the problems that we have today or that we hear about, none of this is going to change unless we come together as a collective and understand that it takes all of us. Just like the social equity franchise program, like we wouldn't be able to do it without the support of our philanthropic partners. And they come to the table and said, here's an issue that we're aligned with. We want to help you, even though you're a corporate company. We want to come to the table and see how we can help. So my motto has always been, my ancestors and my elders raised me that way. Like, hey, it's a village.
Love that. Love it. And where can people find you on social media, Bryce?
Yeah, I'm mainly on Instagram under chef_Bryce. And then you can also find me on Facebook under Bryce Fluellen, Fluellen. So those are my more active platforms.
Thank you for all that you're doing.
Thank you for inviting me to your platform and congratulations on all you've been doing as well.
Thank you so much. Congratulations. Keep doing what you're doing. You're doing a great job. My one takeaway from this conversation is that I'm excited to learn about a company willing to invest in people and not just profit. Kudos to EveryTable. Let's hope that other companies follow suit with social equity franchise programs that continue to offer ownership opportunities for minorities. And that's our show for this week for Positively GAM. Thanks, everyone, for listening. You can follow me online at Gammy Norris. Also, help us out by leaving a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and by hitting the follow button on iHeartRadio. Stay grateful, y'all. Positively GAM is produced by Red Table Talk Podcast and iHeartRadio. Executive producers are Adrian Banfield Norris, Fallon Jethro, and Jada Pinkett Smith. Our audio engineer is Calvin Bailiff. And our associate producer is Irene Bischoffberger. Our theme song is produced by D Beats.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.